Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. Dance music is evolving in 1918. Irene and Vernon Castle are sweeping New York City with shows and dance halls, and lessons are happening everywhere. And it's spreading across the country. And the perception of dancing itself is changing. It's going from everybody's doing it now to being more fashionable and more acceptable. Joseph C. Smith was a band leader and violinist who started playing at the Plaza Hotel in New York City in 1914, one of many potential destinations for dancers. They were offered the opportunity to record for the Victor Talking Machine Company in 1916, which they took. Their first records didn't sell very well, but by 1918, they hit on something. Prior to that point, most band records featured brass instruments for the lead. Smith made the melody lighter and airier, usually featuring piano and violin. Not to be mistaken for jazz, these upbeat numbers do have a very infectious beat and have some jazzy elements to them. They represent a time where dance records are popular and Smith was pushing that beat forward. It's said he was the first to even integrate the vocal refrain into a song. The band had a string of hits, spreading nationally this new dance band sound and enabling folks everywhere to try out these new dances with the help of their Victrola. As the music progressed, Smith did not. Dance bands evolved with Paul Whiteman and others pushing the music further and integrating more jazzier compositions. And Smith was all but done with his recording by the mid-20s. It's not until the end of World War I, which the anniversary of 100 years is coming soon, that the dance craze really takes off and really signals the beginning of the jazz age. For a moment, though, Joseph C. Smith was a pivotal, transitional recording persona in the chain of music for dancing. So here's a Victor record from June of 1918. It's Joseph C. Smith's orchestra with Rose Room, this week's Centennial Song.